the lunar eclipse is hitting us tomorrow night. This is the one you can directly look at because there's no sun involved. It's a nighttime thing. And I think around 6 o'clock when moonrise occurs in our region. So if you want to know the implications of a lunar eclipse and what it means for us, who else other than Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets is our psychic guide to the stars. Rose, good morning.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning, Bilko. Hello, Jade.
How are you this morning?
Oh, good. Up and at 'em. I'll be on Facebook and YouTube soon.
Oh, good girl. You'll be busy as always.
So lunar eclipse, What does it mean? What does it mean for our psyche, our soul? Is it a big shifting in our internal waters?
Well, lunar eclipses are pretty important and the effects can last for months. Oh. And interestingly, the American election is on a lunar eclipse. That says it's going to be extremely turbulent. Mm. So it'll have indirect effects for Australia. But what does it mean for us here at home? I think people need to, you know, maybe get a bit chill, not stress out too much. There could be some financial implications around this.
Well, we saw that in the block last night, didn't we?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. And the effects of a lunar eclipse can actually start before the eclipse. So, you know, it's either side of the actual date, the 8th of November, and they can be huge physical ramifications because Taurus is a very physical earthly sign.
Mm. Is it negative for finances? Is that what you're saying, Rose?
It just means turbulence, so volatility. And things coming up from the subconscious, you know, so people's fears, like last night, everybody, like on the block, you know, everybody had like fear. And of course, that was borne out for most of them.
Because what you think about, you project and put out there, that's very, very powerful, Rose.
Yes, you get more of whatever you focus on, you get more of.
Exactly.
So with the lunar eclipse, is there any chance for romance? Because sometimes when there's a shift, isn't it a bit more of a...
Yes, there is, because it's Taurus, and Taurus is ruled by Venus, and Venus is the planet of love.
Mm. Oh.
So sometimes, though, you know, Venus loves love, and so Librans and Taurians especially, they love the idea of being in love. Taurians especially like to get married or be in a committed type partnership that's very solid. You know, they want some sort of structure around it.
Yes.
And Librans love thinking about it and they love talking about it.
Well, stop thinking about it, Librans, and get on with it. Make the move, make the pitch, get out on one knee and do it.
It could affect people's relationships most definitely.
So would you propose on bended knee under a lunar eclipse tomorrow night? Is that the time to pop the question, either the girl or guy?
No, I wouldn't be doing that.
Okay.
Anything to do on an eclipse is like very, very volatile. Donald Trump was born on a lunar eclipse. That's not something, you know, doing important things is not a good idea.
Okay.
Good to know.
Well, on that, I've just got a note from Shelley. She gave me this on the weekend. She said, when you're talking to Rose next, can you pass this question on to her? Now, Shelley's an Aries, and she's worried about her son who's left home. And really, she just wants to know, will he be okay? He's a little bit reckless in his life, and she's thinking, is it a statement, him leaving home, that he doesn't love her? Does she feel there's something else going on? He's also an Aries. I'm just thinking two Aries would clash, wouldn't they?
Definitely. There's a lot of potential for fiery arguments there. I get the number 17, 1 and a 7.
That's his age.
Is it?
Yes, okay. The age of the sun.
Okay, great. And by today's standards, 17 does seem rather young because people don't usually leave home till they're like 40.
I think they've been clashing in that family, especially the son and the mum, so I think maybe it's relief for both of them.
Yeah, look, just doing this off the cuff now without knowing this person or actually speaking to Shelley, I feel the number one is all about new beginnings for him. It's to do with, you know, him becoming a man. Like, it's vitally important to his development to leave home. The seven is... And we're going into a seven. I just wrote an article about this a few days ago. We're going into a 7 year next year. It is about sacrifice too, personal sacrifice.
Yeah.
We'll need to make some sort of sacrifice. And when you move out of home, I was just turned 17 about a week after my 17th birthday. I left home. You know, it's a quick learning curve. You've got to, you know, start thinking about finances and how you're going to pay for stuff. But, I mean, you know, it's responsibility. People need to learn. It's a vital lesson in development.
I reckon, Ray, throw them out as soon as you can.
Oh, that's just because he's tight. It's got nothing to do with personal development. So how's the end of the year looking for most Australians, would you say? Let's look at a positive thing as we head into Christmas.
I've got doors opening up, as you're speaking, Jade, and a lot of light in, coming through. These are actually like French doors that I'm seeing.
Beautiful.
Even though, you know, Australia has very high standard of living compared to other countries, even if you're struggling, you know, everybody's got a mobile phone, everybody's got a TV, you know, so even if you're struggling, there's still some light or some insight and awareness coming through. I get the sense of nature around people, more consideration to the earth and nature, and I think more people are going to go into things like growing their own fruit and veggies and stuff like that.
That's great. I love the fact next year's a seven. It just feels good.
Yeah, yeah, it feels better. I mean, I grow mine. You know, I don't understand why more people don't do it. Sure, if you're in a flat, it's a bit hard. But, you know, lots of Australians have a little bit of land, and so I feel like there's a definite move towards local community, going more to their own markets, selling. You know, if you want to make some extra money, grow some vegetables and sell them.
Yeah. Use that back acre as Jay does, yeah.
Yeah, like chickens. I've got chickens. Sell your eggs. Put a thing out on the road, you know, and people come past and leave you some money and all that sort of thing. You know, like, yeah, there's a few dishonest people, but most people are good.
That's right, they are.
Most people are
good. Next year's going to be fantastic. So grow more stuff is what Rose is saying.
I love that.
Thank you, Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets. You can consult you on that website and you can lead into a whole bunch of psychics and people who can help you out. Rose, as always, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Rose.